everyone. I'm glad you're with us, and I pray you're doing well. What you're about to watch is a weekly online ministry called Confession of Faith. Confessions of Faith are summary statements of core Christian teaching. Some of these are studies directly from Scripture, and some of these are studies from our statement of faith, the Baptist Faith and Message. This is a tool that you can use personally, you can use for your home and family, you can use this in a small group setting. These are meant as practical and easily accessible tools for your discipleship, living life as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I pray that these would be a blessing for you. They post every Monday on our webpage and on our Facebook page. You can follow the link in the description for an online version of the Confession of Faith, the Baptist Faith and Message, or you could request a free hard copy booklet of the Baptist Faith and Message. Message me if you need to. Please enjoy these studies. I hope to see you next week. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Okay, here we are. Confession of Faith, week number one. Again, I am posting this one early, just like I posted the catechism early, because I am out of town this weekend. Typically, these will be posted each Monday. Anyway, week number one, and just as with the catechism, let me walk through some things to show you how to access the resource and how to use this resource. This is meant to be a springboard for your discipleship. The Confession of Faith online ministry is so that we can grow in our understanding of what we profess as Christians, to grow in our boldness of actually professing what we believe, and to grow in our faith in a general way. One of the things we want to see is the biblical foundation of what we believe. Okay, so let's get to it. Here's our website. Scroll down to where you see this here, New Online Discipleship Tools. Click, check it out, Structure Life and Devotion to Christ, Discipleship 2021. Here you see the devotional calendar. You can explore that. Here was the catechism. You could explore that. So here you go. Here's the, now this was not up here when we did the catechism video, right here. But now since it's completed and posted, the video is accessible right here. This is your one-stop shop. And once the confession video is done, you'll have that same thing where the videos are embedded here. All right, so in a few months, what we'll do is go through our statement of faith, the Baptist Faith and Message. Each week we'll have an article or part of an article that we look at and look at some of the biblical foundations for that. But before that, I want to look at some simple profession of faith from Scripture. And so that's where we are today. Anyway, when we get to the Baptist Faith and Message, you can click on there, and it takes you to an online version. Article 1, you click on, and it takes you there. All right. Let's X that out. Oh, X out too many things. Here you are. So that's if you click on here, it goes to the online version. You can request a hard copy. It's a little booklet that we can mail you, or you can come pick up and you can use for yourself. But when we're on here, I'll click on here and, you'll have your visual. So you don't need your own copy, but it's there for you if you want it. All right. But when we are online, I go to, I use ESV Online Bible. All right, so you can have your own Bible there with you on your lap. But I'll try to have a visual for you. Let me zoom in on this. Is that easier to see? Should be. Okay. So today's confession is Jesus is Lord. The most basic foundational statement of faith or confession of faith of the Christian.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. So what I want to do very simply today is show a few biblical passages to give that a foundation. All right. We should know what it means. We should not be ashamed to profess Jesus is Lord. We should actually do it with our lips. Jesus is Lord. In our homes, in the world, whatever that looks like in your life. And we should do it with the church, professing Jesus is Lord. So the first verse would be Romans 10, verses 9 through 10. So I'll go there. You can flip there. I'm just going to read it, okay? Taking it out of context, but you know this if you watch the catechism video. These videos are meant to be a springboard for your personal study, for your personal devotions with your family in the home or with a small group with some of your friends. And these are not full-fledged Bible studies, but it's to help you structure your life in devotion to Christ. So we have one each week. We look at different aspects of confessing our faith, giving it a biblical foundation to strengthen our faith, and giving us boldness to live for Christ in the world. Okay. Romans 10, verse 9, taking it in the middle of a sentence, but you can look at the context. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, see that there? Confession of faith. You confess with your mouth. So these words must come out of you, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart. Now you have to have that. Faith is something that happens in the heart. And apart from that, the confession is just hypocrisy. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Now, both of these are important. We don't want to be someone who confesses with our mouth but doesn't believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord. But we don't want to be someone who presumes or who assumes that we believe in our heart if we're never confessing with our mouth. No, we believe in our heart Jesus is Lord, and we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord. This is foundational of the Christian life. Jesus is Lord. He's the anointed one. He's the exalted one who lives and reigns in heaven. He is the anointed king who has defeated our enemies. He's defeated sin on our behalf. He's defeated death on our behalf. He delivers us from the judgment of God. He died on a cross to save us. He's risen from the dead to save us. He's ascended on high where he reigns as the exalted Lord. Jesus is Lord. And so when we make this confession, yes, it refers to events in the past. Of course, the things Jesus did to save us. Coming to earth, living a righteous life, dying a sacrificial death to atone for our sins, being risen from the dead, ascending on high. But we're also confessing a present reality. We're declaring a state of affairs that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we need to know what that means. We should never, ever be ashamed to profess this, to confess this boldly in a world that would scoff and make fun of us. Jesus is Lord. All right, another cross-reference to look at is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God, so if you're truly filled with the Spirit, no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. You can't curse Jesus if you're full of the Holy Spirit. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. So you cannot make a true, genuine confession of faith unless you make it as one who's filled with the Holy Spirit of Christ. You must be born again. So we are a people who confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, anything else we look at over the course of this year in these weekly confession of faith videos, once we get to the Baptist faith and message, right? Any other subtopic or subcategory that we confess, it all falls under this one. Right? This is the confession of faith of a Christian. And so, Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining, and I do hope to see you next week. If you have any questions about this ministry or anything else, please don't hesitate to message me. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.